Welcome to Reflecting God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? God asked this because Abraham and Sarah doubted God's ability to give them a son. Indeed, they would have a son, Isaac, in their old age as God promised. This was the beginning of the promise Paul refers to in Galatians 4. Paul contrasts the two sons of Abraham, Ishmael, the son of Hagar, Sarah's servant, and Isaac, born to Sarah as a result of a divine promise. Paul calls Ishmael the son born according to the flesh, while Isaac is the son born by the power of the Spirit. We, like Isaac, are declared to be children of promise. We become God's children as the result of God's divine intervention in fatherhood. Nothing we do on our own can make us any better or more deserving of being God's children. It is only through His ability that we can become a member of the family and the promise, because nothing is too hard for God. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.